Da-na-na, da-na-na. This isn't SportsCenter. This is The Middle with Steven Santastasi. And folks, I am lazy. You're now tuning into episode 10. Let's roll. Everyone, welcome back to The Middle with yours truly, Steven Santastasi. I can't even begin to start. I don't even know where to start. Oh my, listen to me. You know, I'm still stupid. I don't get smarter. It just happens. Every episode, my IQ drops by 100 points. And now I'm in the negatives. So I'm sitting here about to start drooling because I have no idea what year it even is. I have the most patient, I wouldn't even say fan base, I guess listeners. We've hit over 1,000 plays total between 9 episodes. After this, we'll be obviously in the thousands. Well, over 1,000. But yeah, it's been a good ride so far, and it's been a little bit of a break. I get that, and I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. I have a life. And, you know, when life gets in the way, it's difficult. So, the last podcast, episode 9, I couldn't do one last week because I was in Memphis for work. Never go to Memphis, Tennessee. It's that simple. They had us 25 minutes east of the city in the suburbs. You know, nothing against Memphis, you know, because people gave my great city of Detroit a lot of hate all these years. But, dude, your city's terrifying, man. I don't want to go into your city. I'm that scared. So, yeah, it's also just so boring and didn't know what to do all week. But the best thing about what happened last week was that I was able to fly in and out of the city of Houston, Texas. So I live in San Antonio, but before this work trip came up, I had tickets to my favorite comedian, Chris D'Elia, with my good buddy who lives in Houston. And so I decided, well, why don't I fly in out of Houston? So last episode, episode 9, a couple days later, I flew back to Michigan, where I was home for a wedding. Then that Sunday, I left Detroit, flew into San Antonio, got in around 10:30 p.m., you know, I was going to wake up that Monday to drive to Houston for my flight, but I decided, you know, my awesome genius self, my very smart self decided that I was going to just make the drive that night to Houston, which is about, you know, my buddy, he just moved to closer to downtown. So that's about 2 hours and 50 minutes, 50, not 15, 50 from where I live here. So I got in the car, I saddled her up, and I drove. Had to get gas on the way, so I stopped. Knew it was taking off time. I got into Houston that night, Sunday night. Well, it'll be Monday morning at 2 a.m. Got there. I had to do laundry still, because I just got back from a trip. And after I had packed my bag and just loaded everything up I needed for the week for work, got there, woke up. Yeah, got to the airport. And this is what I want to lead into first today, or this episode. Traveling is my favorite and obviously fastest form of transportation, but just the thought of having to travel and the things you have to deal with along the way are the absolute worst. Flying is the absolute worst. I don't know if I said traveling is the fastest form, but flying. Flying is the absolute worst. I like it because it's fast. Obviously, it gets you there. I mean, most of the time. And yeah, it's just, I can't, the stuff that goes, like, people, the one thing I hate about, one thing I hate mostly when flying is having to deal with groups of people flying together. Not families. I get that. Family's different. And it's usually like a family of 5 or 6. at the most. You know, I deal with four or three. It doesn't matter. Groups, like kids, like, oh, we're going on a trip. Like, that is the absolute worst thing to see in an airport. Because you know they're going to be taking up somebody's time, and you know they're all going to be so high maintenance and demanding, and they're going to be annoying as shit. Like, you're going to see them, and they're going to be standing there, and just, like, it literally happened to me. I'm sitting there minding my own business in the Houston airport, trying to get to Atlanta, and then Atlanta to Memphis, and this group of kids are going on a trip, and they all start standing by me while I'm sitting down, just talking. And I'm just like, they're talking over my headphones. Hey, shut up. Go away. Kids, people annoy me, man. If you haven't realized that, shit. I'm like sitting. Hold on. I'm like sitting like sideways here, and my hips are starting to lock up. I'm gonna have to hold on one sec. Hopefully this works. Okay. Ugh. That makes for terrible content. Very, very bad content. But I don't edit anything, and that's okay. Anyway, yeah, so I'm sitting there, and this group of kids, you know, I get it. You're going on a plane. You're trying to impress some girls. You know, it's a mixture of little guys and girls. It's just shut up, though. Like, I don't want to hear you talk. I don't. Get away from me. Go. So that all happens. And then the next thing that pisses me off the most when I'm flying. Why, when like they start calling off zones and like, you know, classes and like, you know, first class, sky zone, you know, the perks and whatnot, people just run up there and get in line. Like, relax, we're all getting on the same plane. It's not going anywhere. It literally isn't going anywhere. You will get to where you have to go, and you'll be fine. So wait, like a normal person, sit down and wait. So that's another thing, like. Dude, and I was trying to. So once everyone does it, of course I'm gonna get up and do it because I'm not gonna be in the way back. I refuse to be. So if these people are gonna do it, I'm just gonna do it. And the day people stop doing it, I'll stop doing it. This guy's like waiting on my heels. He steps on my heel. I like turn around and look at him. He's like, "Oh, sorry, man." I'm like, "It's okay." Fucking fuck. But yeah, I just. People like that, I can't stand, man. Stop. So I get on the plane. This is to Atlanta where my layover is. I don't know why there's no nonstop flights, but I was flying Delta, so I couldn't complain. And so I get to Atlanta, and well, no, actually, let's back up. We got delayed in Houston because of a ground stop in Atlanta. No planes could leave because of the weather. So that was cool. I was like, oh, I'm for sure missing my connection. It's sweet. And yeah, well, no, I ended up getting there. Met up my coworker. Just hanging out at a bar, hanging out, just chilling. I had a couple beers, you know, because I can drink and I'm cool like that, man. So then we boarded our. Sorry. We get to go to the connection flight from Memphis, and we get on, and my coworker's sitting like three seats behind me, three rows behind me, and I'm in like the plane has three seats on the left side, two seats on the right side, and all of a sudden the plane starts to fill up, whatnot, and it's getting pretty close to where like we're gonna be departing soon, or what we thought was gonna happen, and I'm like, oh, sweet, there's literally no one next to me. This is going to be awesome. And I, you know, right when I thought that, it just. The largest human being sat down next to me. And, you know, at first I was just like, I'm like, only me, man. There's something with my head where, like, I'll think of things and just jinx myself instantly. It's instant karma. I don't know what I did in my life to deserve this. But it happens all the time. Like with the flat tire a couple episodes ago, you know, I thought like, oh, I've never had a flat tire. Man, my tire's flat, you know, 2 days later. And this is the same thing. I was like, sweet, no one's gonna sit next to me in all this space. No, the largest human being sits down next to me, and you know, they turned out to be the nicest person possible, which was great. But like, I was so. I was so rattled. I was so rattled. My coworker was just dying laughing when I turned around. Just he was losing it. And I was kind of laughing, but I was like crammed up against the window. That's all right. But then we were delayed there on the ground while this thunderstorm was happening, so that was cool. So we're delayed and finally get to Memphis. We were supposed to get in at like 8. I didn't get there till like 11. I didn't get to the hotel until like 11:15 after we Ubered from the Memphis airport out into the suburbs. It was like a half hour drive. It was ridiculous. I'm renting a car next time. I gotta go back in September. But yeah, the Uber driver was hilarious though. The thickest like Southern accent. He was real cool. But then we started talking about sports, and this guy tells me that if the Boston Celtics weren't injured, they would have won the NBA. They would have won the NBA championship this year, and because he was a Celtics fan, I go. He says, and I go, "How about now? Now you think about what you just said and act and pretend like you're not a Celtics fan." And he started laughing. I was like, "Dude, I mean, that's the most biased claim I've ever heard. Like, I get it, you like your team, but I'm a realistic fan of the NBA, so I don't have time to listen to somebody be ignorant." No, I hate that when people talk sports. And so, then he was telling me he's a Niners fan. I don't know how this guy is a fan of whatever team. Didn't make sense. So he starts talking about how the Niners are going to win a Super Bowl this year. I'm like, dude, what? I told him, I go, the Lions have a better chance of winning a Super Bowl before the Niners. I was like, I don't even want to hear you talking, man. He was cool, but like, no. Tell me that Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be the next Tom Brady. I'm like, dude, the guy played five, like 4 or 5 games last year. He's good, don't get me wrong, but like, don't these hot takes. I told him, I go, if the Niners win the Super Bowl this year, I will personally call you and tell you that I was wrong. No, but if that actually does happen, I'll get him on the show. So that'll be sweet. A lot of good content there. But yeah, man, it's that trip was nuts. So we get to the hotel at like 11 p.m. that night, and I'm like, what else can go wrong? You know, what else is gonna go wrong with this evening? Get there, coworker gets his room. He goes, I'll see you in the morning. I'm like, for sure, brother. And then the lady's like, she goes, what's your last name? I go, or she said first name, and I said Steven. I said Steven Santostasi. I don't know what I said for her to think my first name was Santostasi. And I was like, what? My name is Santostasi Steven? And like, I handed her my ID. I go, this will be easier. And she goes, oh, it's like your last name. She's like, oh, your last name's your first name. I go, what? What? I like looked around. I'm like, am I being punked? Like, I just want to go to bed. I was like, no, my first name's Steven. My last name is Santostasi. She was like, oh. Sorry, I'm like yelling in the mic. She's like, oh. I was like, yeah. And then she gets me my room key. But the best part about that was I got to my room and it was beautiful. We're staying at a Courtyard Marriott too. Get in my room and I had a living room, flat screen mount on the wall. Nice couch, nice bathroom, nice desk to work at, underneath the flat screen, which was sweet, with a nice chair. And I had a king size bed with another flat screen in the bedroom. It was probably one of the nicest rooms I've stayed in for it being like a courtyard, like a, what is it, like 3 stars? They call it a 3-star hotel. I don't know. Yeah, but that was really sweet. So yeah, that trip went pretty well. Yeah, because of the bedroom. I slept very well. All I wanted to do though was after that was done was just get back to Houston. But yeah, so I mean then during that trip though, I mean I got to be paired up with coworkers from all across the nation in different lines of business with the company. But the one thing I don't like about meeting new people that are basically in the same role as me is when they try to like talk down on me. That's like a pet peeve of mine. in regards to anything, even outside of work. It's just a pet peeve in life. Once you meet somebody for the first time and they're talking down on you like they're better than you, and you're like, "What? What? Did you just say that to me?" Like, no, I don't put up with that. This guy literally was talking. I looked at him and I walked away. And he's like, "Where are you going?" I was like, "Oh, I got stuff to do." He's like, "We're going. We're what? What? What?" And I was like, "Yeah, man, I'm busy, man. I'm sorry." He was so rad. I loved it, 'cause you're not gonna talk down on me. That's the thing. I don't put up with that at all with anyone in life. I treat people like normal people. I treat everyone the same. But if you treat me bad, well, I'm just gonna treat you the same. I'm non-controversial, and I don't care about much. So, yeah. So that happened, and then I mean it was a good trip. Nothing wrong. Just kept to myself mainly. Can't complain though. Cannot complain. So I got back to Houston, Texas on Friday. After, for some odd reason, my layover was in Detroit, so I flew from Memphis to Detroit. So I went up to go south. Makes no sense. Hey, Delta, change it. Thanks. Change the route. Shouldn't be like that. Should not have to fly up north to go to Texas when I'm in Tennessee. Nah. Doesn't make sense. But luckily, obviously, I'm from the Detroit area. So I love that airport. You could spend, my layover was like 5 or 6 hours. But yeah, it was well worth it. So I got some food and just hung out. You can waste time in that airport though, luckily. You can shop, there's things to do. It's cool. So that, and I get back to Houston that night. My buddy flew in from Michigan to hang out with me and my friend from Houston. So that was sweet, 'cause we ended up going out that night, tearing it up at the bar. You know, that just means dancing, acting like idiots. Yeah, then the next day, I woke up. Dude, the next day, that Saturday, someone literally just called me and it stopped. So I apologize for that. So I was saying was, yeah, we went out Saturday, we woke up and we hung out by the pool after we ate. We got there at like noon by my buddy's new place. It's sweet. So awesome. Got the pool at noon and we started drinking those. I was drinking those true, what's it true? You ever heard of a White Claw? It's like a sparkling, like water type of like alcoholic beverage. You know, call me a girl, call me a chick. I don't care, man. I'm counting calories. I'm 24. I don't want to look like a plum by the time I'm 30. So yeah, man, drinking some of those, heck of a Michelob Ultras in the mix, and then we had those. Actually, this new Arnold Palmer, like it's like a half and half. It's the same type of ordeal. It's like a 5%. It was pretty good. You know, you just gotta watch the weight when you get older, man. I'm not trying to gain pounds. But the bad thing about all of that was we started drinking at noon, and we drank till about 12 a.m. And we had the comedy show at 7. It was doors open like 6. Yeah, it was something like that, which was awesome. Chris D'Elia, he had a great crowd. The Improv in Houston, Improv Comedy Club. Awesome venue. We all went in there, sit down. That was my first time at a comedy show, and it was great. We had like a waiter. He was just bringing us drinks all night while we're watching these guys perform. It was great. It really was. And Chris D'Elia, his first two openers were hilarious. The first guy was from Ireland. He actually looks like Chris D'Elia, and he was just funny. Thick Irish accent, and he was great. I'm not going to try to tell his jokes because I'm going to fuck them all up, so it doesn't matter. The next guy was Mike. I'm pretty sure Mikey or something. He was good. It was really funny. The funny thing, I can tell this at least. He opened up, so he comes up, and he's at the mic, and he goes, "I'm going to give you an impression of an Italian T-Rex." So he slowly backs up, and then he gets his arms up like a T-Rex, and he comes to the thing comes slowly walks up the mic and he's like, yeah, with like, his hands are moving like Italian hands, like, yeah. And I'm just like, what? I thought it was dumb, but I was like, and then he grabs, and then like he waits, and he's like, it was great delivery. He waits, he's like, yeah, he goes, bet you all weren't gonna think you're gonna pay for that shit tonight. I was just like, oh man. And then I started laughing. That was funny. But then Chris came on and killed it. So that was even better. All in all, man, I'm surprised I've never gone to like a stand-up performance before. It was really good. It really was. And it was really the good one about it doesn't take up like your whole night. Like it starts at 7. I think we were out of there by 8:30. So, or 8:15. It was great. So we get out, we go back to my buddy's place, and then we just hit the bar scene in Houston by where he lives. And that was just insane. I wouldn't say insane. It was insane that we kept drinking. Drank to like 12 a.m. And I swear, like the next day, I was so like out of it. Stomach was out of it. Like I had McDonald's breakfast that morning. I don't eat McDonald's. It was just one time. I just need something greasy. So it lay around for the next 3 hours or so, and then my buddy flew back to Michigan, and then, yeah, I stayed there, and I left way too late, because it took me, like, almost 3.5 hours to get back to San Antonio, but then I got back, and then I had work the following day, and then, like, a 2-day hangover is just the worst, man. It's the absolute worst. I hate it. I hated it, man. Just can't emphasize that enough. So, I found out yesterday how decently good I've been doing. I guess that's the word to say. Good I've been doing at this podcast. My buddy texted me yesterday. You know Jared, the guy who I interviewed on episode, I don't know what number it was, but the episode where it's We Went Global. He was my first interview. German professional football player. He texted me yesterday. He goes, please tell me why my mom and her running group are all listening to your podcast now. I fucking lost it, man. I was laughing so hard. I thought it was the funniest thing when he sent it, and I thought he was joking, but he's like, no, dude. He's like, they listen to all the episodes now. He's like, everyone's waiting for another episode. I'm like, I'm on it. And then my other buddy texted me today. He's like, dude, when am I gonna get another episode? I haven't been putting in effort into these lately because I've been just like so mentally drained from work. I work hard. Get at me. That's the thing. I don't got time. I don't got time to waste. Waste time on money. I sound like such a douche. Imagine someone coming up to you and just, yo, bro, money doesn't sleep, bro. If a dude came up to me and said that, I'd slap the shit out of him in public. Get away from me. It's just things like that. So yesterday, I was able to see one of my friends, my college roommate. His good buddy plays double-A baseball for the Corpus Christi Hooks, in the Houston Astros baseball organization. He's an outfielder. Went to the University of Michigan, and I got to see him playing Corpus when my college roommate flew down, and then I told him, I said, hey man, next time you're in San Antonio playing, because San Antonio's has a double A team here as well, and they play against Corpus, they're in the same division. And I told him, hey, next time you're in San Antonio, let me know. I'll come out, watch the game. And so yesterday I got to go see him. He didn't play this time around, but they're resting him. But I got to go to the game, and it was cool. We got to talk before the game, so that was nice. But like, the thing I'm gonna get into is, if you're a grown man or like an older woman or anything like that, and you go to a baseball game or a professional sport or whatever, and you're like hounding an athlete like you're a child, you need to look at yourself in the mirror and reevaluate your life. I swear, man, I don't have patience for any of that. I really don't. Like, you're coming up and hounding a kid that's like half your age for an autograph. Dude, sick. Go home. Go make your wife dinner. Like, I don't get that. Like, it just doesn't make sense to me. And my buddy was getting hounded by like these grown men, and I'm just like, I was sitting far away. I wasn't sitting far away. This was like before the game started, and like way before, like an hour. And I was sitting kind of like on the first, well, I was in the first row waiting for him, but I was just sitting down in the seat. And these people would not leave him alone. I was just dying, man. Like, please, if you're a grown person, especially grown men, it's just a men thing. I don't even want to say it's women. It's all men. Get a life. I'm sorry, get a life. Unless you like actually are friends with a person, okay, I get that. But like, no. This dude asked my buddy to play catch with him, and this guy had to have been 45 years old. I'm not joking. My buddy's too nice of a guy to tell him no, so like he was tossing the ball to him. The guy was like I looked at him and I wanted to be like, "Are you five? Or are like, I don't know if a 5-year-old can play catch. Are you 10, sir? How old are you?" It's like bench warmers where that guy has the piece of paper. I am 12. No, sir, you are too old. Go away. Jump into a river and float out of Earth. I don't know if that's possible, but I wanted to say something really bad, but I'm going to keep it PG. It's just like, man, you're 45 years old and you're asking a kid who's, 23, 24 to play catch with you because he's a minor league baseball player. Like, dude, what is wrong with you? Are you serious? That's embarrassing as fuck. I don't know. Is that just me? Like, if you were in my shoes at that game yesterday, what would you think? I really want to know some people's reactions. So I want to start taking questions on Twitter and responses at hashtag the middle podcast or the hashtag the middle pod. Let's put it that way. We're going to do hashtag the middle pod. And I want you to start interacting with me on social media a little bit. Tell me things you want to hear. Responding to some episodes like that right there, what would you think if you were in my shoes and that? And you see a man that's like 45, 50 years old asking for an autograph, asking to play catch, asking you to sign his ball, his clothes, like his hat. Like, what do you think in that situation? You probably would have thought this. I was laughing, dude. I was like, what? And so my buddy came over to talk to me, and that's when that happened. Like, we were talking, catching up. And these guys just bombarded him again after they just got done talking to him. And I'm like, bro, chill. Like, leave him alone. He's trying, like, we're trying to have a conversation here. And it was just, it got me kind of mad, but I just was laughing. That's how I was so in awe at what was going on that I was just laughing at these people. I'm like, all right, you won. I'll walk away. And they're all, oh man, it was something else. And so that got done, and I sat, watched the game for how long. And I just started, dude, I had myself a night, man. I got a nice little tall IPA, by myself. I was pretty bored being by myself, but it was all right. Made the most of it. And then got a nice bag of peanuts. Dude, cracking, that's the thing. Getting a nice beer and a bag of peanuts at the ballpark, you can't beat it. You really can't. Sitting there cracking peanuts, just enjoying life at the moment. I cruised through a whole bag because I didn't have dinner. And then I went to go get it. I started walking around a little bit, went to the team shop, just looking at the San Antonio Missions team store. It's a double-A team name. And their field was terrible. It's the absolute worst baseball facility I've ever seen in my life for minor league. Nonetheless, I got a Michelob Ultra, and then I'm chilling. I'm like, I'm actually hungry. So I see this little cantina side grill they have. And I'm like, oh, no, this can't be bad. I'm in Texas, man. I'm in San Antonio. You can't beat a little cantina food. I asked for a steak quesadilla. It was honestly the worst steak quesadilla I've ever had in my life. It was just disgusting. I'm like, what? So I had the beer to wash it all down. And then, like, going back to my point I made of like grown men, dude, when a foul ball gets hit into the stands, I just saw this grown ass dude sprinting for it. I'm like, bro, give it to a kid. What are you doing? Like, You have to like those type of people, that is their life. It really is. Like that you have no life. I'm sorry. There's no other explanation for it. I can't think of one. If you can think of one, let me know. Because you honestly can't have a life if that's how you act. If I'm acting like that when I'm 45, someone throw me in jail. Just no, just throw me in jail, throw away the key. Don't even feed me, let me die. If I'm out here trying to get autographs from kids half my age, if I'm wearing jerseys of kids half my age, if I'm stepping in front of little kids and trying to play catch with somebody half my age, throw me in jail. Let me die. Don't deserve to live at that point. No, but like, I can't think of anything else to say about it is the thing, because there's nothing else to say at that point. So I ended up waiting up for my buddy after the game, and the same guys are, one of them left, but the guy, it's just like, the one guy, he was a huge Michigan fan, so like he was chopping it up with my buddy, but he just didn't stop talking, and that's where I just formed that opinion. But there was another guy earlier that was the guy who was playing catch, and then there was another guy who was just like an Astros fan, and I'm just like, man, go home to your wife. He's like telling me about like his family and whatnot, and I just want to be like, and how he has a son. I'm like, where's your son, bro? Where is your son? You're here and your son's not here, and you're doing things that your son should be doing, not you. Like, bro, what? It makes me so mad just talking about it. It's eye-opening, and that's the thing, and that's where it helps me form an opinion on more of like when people call Americans stupid. Like, I have a long-running list of why Americans are stupid, and that's one of the things that would be on that list. I don't know where on that list that'd be on here. Grown men trying to, I don't know, get. I don't know how I would label it. You get the point. I'm going on too long about this. Voicemail on my phone. Who's calling me right now? Whatever. But yeah, no, it's just like, come on. Better than that, people. Oh, but it's been a little bit since the last episode. What I'm just trying to think. I haven't come prepared. I need to start preparing more. Once I'll get back into a rhythm. Next week I'll be back at it, and it will be a good show. I gotta start doing segments. If you people wanted me to start doing segments, give me some ideas. I've had the tweets thing we could definitely roll into, and I was gonna plan on doing that. But I just feel like I'm up here ranting though half the time. You know? What else? Let's see what. Oh yeah. It was pretty funny. Went to the grocery store the other day, actually. Oh yeah, I bought food. I have to live. And it was I'm getting my groceries, and I get to the checkout line, and the bag boy's like, he's bagging up. I buy these Keebler Elf peanut butter and jelly crackers. They're good. I look, they're good. People make fun of me for it. It's whatever. I like them. And the guy, so the bag boy's like, bro, he looked like he had been like 17, 16, 17. And he's like, you like these, man? And I was like, I wanted to be a smart ass and just be like, no, man, I'm buying them because I fucking hate them. But no, that's, I didn't want to say that. So I know and then he was like, and I was like, yeah, they're good, man. I like them. I was in a good mood, so I wasn't gonna be an ass. He's like, no, yeah. He's like, my girl, she told me to get the peanut butter and jelly ones. So I was wondering, can you actually taste the jelly? And I was like, I think I'm like, yeah, a little bit. I mean, it's like a hint of it. I was like, they're good. I'm like, I really enjoy them. I didn't know how else to describe it to the kid. And he was like, oh yeah, I think I'm gonna get them. I was like, yeah, do it, man. They're really good. I go, the only thing I don't like about them is I look like a little kid when I'm eating them. And like the cashier just lost it. She thought it was the funniest thing. I go, oh, I said, I look like I'm 5 years old. I don't know what I said. And the kid just started laughing. And at that point, I was like, dude, either I'm funny or I'm just stupid. because why am I 24 years old buying these? But and then the other thing, I was like, oh, whatever. But yeah, man, it was just, it's been a funny but a long week. I'm exhausted. I'm doing this and I'm running on E, man. It's been a tiring week. It's been slow too. So I apologize for this terrible content, but hopefully you got a laugh out of it. We'll be back Wednesday. Give you some more better structured episode. I'll have a lot more things to talk about. And yeah, we'll go into some segments, but please tweet me at Steven Santostasi, or just Steve. It's at Steve Santostasi. Hashtag the middle pod. Questions, anything you want me to talk about, you name it. Tweet me at that. Follow me on Apple Podcasts, please. Apple Podcasts, subscribe, rate the show, leave a review, you name it. I'll talk about it. Like I said, I'm on Apple, iTunes. I record and use the Anchor app. So if you don't want to keep using the Anchor app, because I know a lot of people had some problems with it at first, go to Apple. If you got an iPhone, I highly suggest using the podcast app. It is free, no charge required, no download required, unless you want to listen to the show while you're flying on an airplane. You can stream it live, you name it. Yeah, go to that. Spotify, I'm on there as well. Yeah. Let me know what you think. A couple other smaller webs, Google Play, I'm on as well. Let me know. Let me know what you think. Tweet hashtag the middle pod. Leave a review on my Twitter. Short and sweet episode. I'm sorry, but I'm out. We'll be back Wednesday. It'll be better, I promise. Thanks.